This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perikud Mishnehei. Chovish in the Skalfo Ve'azefes Sholoi Medes. Picture, you have a chovish. It's made of cheres. And what holds it, what gives it strength, picture the way the teva was made, which was wood, and it was coated with zephes. So here you have, this is coated with zephes mibifnim, and the outside is cheres. You look outside, it looks like porcelain, like earthenware. Inside is a black color. Probably it was black, so we'll call it that. It's niskalfa, which means that it's peeled. The cheres part is peeled on the front. But lamaisa, there's no nekiv there, because the pitch, which is on the inside, which is there just to cement it and hold it strong, lamaisa is thick and it's uncracked. So the etzem kli has a crack, but lamaisa, there's no opening. So it's niskalfa, it's peeled on the outside. That zephes shaloi medes, the zephes, which is the coating on the inside, is plugging that place that the outside is has a hole. The chain, the same idea is kvoisim, is jugs or jars of cheres shel murius. This is a type of jar that they used to put murius, something you have all over shas, which it means fish jelly. If you ever look at a container of fish, the old gefilte fish, or you look at a pan of salmon that's being made, always has jelly on the bottom. Fish collects jelly when it's cooked. So the jelly was stored and it was used. And it was stored in this kvoisim. Shegfosom imasofa, where the covering by the spout of this kli, there's a covering. There is a tzomet psil, but that which holds in the seal is from the inside. You don't see the tit mibachutz. You see it from, it's there from the inside. So it's the same idea where from the outside, kiviyokel, it's open, but from the inside it's sealed. If Yehuda Oimer, enon matzilin, that's not called a tzomit psil, it's not matzo from tumma on the contents of the kli, v'acham maimim matzilin, v'acham hold it is. The understanding over here is, say the Mepharshim, that since the pasuk says, Tzomit psil olov v'loy tzomit psil mitoy choy. Tzomit psil at the end of the day is exes akosu. So this that it blocks it from being in the same airspace is only when the tzomit psil, the complete covering, is only from the outside, not from the inside. The way we just explained it comes from the Rav and from the Rash. The Rambam and the Pirshim Mishnayis and the Rosh learn a little bit differently. The basic idea of the machloikis, whether tzomit psil has to be olov u'mitoicha, it's the same machloikis. But they're not talking about any area which is open on the jug itself that cracked. They're talking dafka near the mouth. And near the mouth, what happens is it peeled in a certain place. It looks like the outside, which is being makiv, is not fully mechuber to the piv itself, but it's only held on from the inside. And the reason why there's a kpeda that it has to be some psil all over, it's not just enough that it's closed, it has to be closed where you can see it from the outside, because that's the tsura of the piv. Remember that we explained that the vort of tzomit psil is not just to make something sealed. Sometimes you have something which maybe biologically is not fully sealed, but it's mevatel the Pesach, and if it's mevatel the Pesach, the shem kli is matzel. So you have to have, with a pi, it's chal on what's the piv of this kli, mi bachutz. That's the place where there's the psil with the tzmidus psil. If it's mechuber, but it's mechuber from the inside, it's not on the piv, it's not mevatel the tzura of the piv from the outside. So there's still an opening to the kli. If there's an opening to the kli, the tumas mispashlit, mi bifnim. So that's another way of learning. There's a Raivid in Hasogis in Tumas Meis, Perichov Beis Halach Yiralf, that has a another Knech over here, but those are the two basic Pshatim. Mishnevov, Chovis Shenikvo Stamu Shmarim. A Chovis that the hole, which, and the hole is big enough, Lefi the Gedarm that we were Mavar before, it would be big enough to be Mavatl the Shem Kli. Or at least it would be mevatel the shame tzomit psil. Ustamua shmorim. there are dregs in the wine, there are pieces, and that got stuffed, got clogged in that hole, and now the mice is airtight. Nothing's coming in, nothing's coming out. Hitzilua, the steam is mevatel the nekev. Koko bismayra, let's say he closes up the nekev with a piece of cotton. Ad shi moreach min atzdodim. It's only mevatel the nekev when it's smeared on from the sides to hold the cotton in place. What's the difference between the shmorim, the sediment of the wine itself, and something foreign, like a piece of cotton? What's the difference between if there's if it was nistam, i.e. something which is self-produced by the chovis or a band-aid from the outside, a piece of cotton? So Pasha says that's lav dafka, and the point is only that cotton is not going to fully seal the hole until it's tightened al yidei shmearing some tit on the outside. The shmarim fits itself better to the hole, and al mamish plug it up efficiently. One thing that is mavur over here in the mefarshim is that the stimas hanekev over here that's making it somit psil is mibifnim, not bimachutz. What happened to the drasha from before? The Yehuda holds ena matzilin in Mishnah Hay. So the Mefarshim say that the Stami is the Mishnah over here, is according to the Chachamim. We just explained these two Mishnayis as dealing with Tzomet Psil. Lemaise, you look at Rashi and Bava Kamed Av Kufay. Well, this is Zaytig Esugya. Legabi Nekovim and Legabi Shiurim of different sizes of things. And the Mishnah, the Gemara brings this in the bottom of Kufay Omid Aleph as a dogma. And Rashi has a different pshat over there. Rashi is talking about this in Aruba. There's a like a area on top of the house, and it's pasuach to an oil sheyesh. But maybe it shows at what point does the aruba become cut off. So it's not like I'm itzomim psil. It's like I'm what's part of the oil, what's not part of the oil. A steam is part of the oil. Tesis argues. Tesis can't be mishnah in oilers. We have the mishnah in the halachos of itzomim psil in the 10th parak of Kalim. You remember before we had in the beginning of the parak, what are materials that can be used for plugging a hole in the dinner tzomet psil? So the Shita Mekubetzis over there, Bava Kama Kufay, points out you have to say that shmarim is one of the above mentioned materials. It's not. So you have to say it's like shaiva. It's like wax, because the sediments form like a gloopy, hardish thing, and it smears over the hole and becomes stuffed. So it's from a texture perspective, it's like wax. And that's the din that that this would work as. Hayushtayim, the Mishnah continues, if there were two zmeiros, two pieces of katan, ad shiyamarech min atzdodim, because they don't hold together tightly. Similar, it has to be from the sides, ubein zmeir lechaveto, and between the two also. Neser, neser is a little piece of wood, shunos na piatanur, in order to close up the hole. Imerech min atzdodim, if it's smeared with tit between the nesa and the tanu hitzel, sounds like if not not hoyu shnayim ad shimorech min atzdodim ben nesa lechaveri. Same thing we just had before by katan. Ason besinin, if it's made with little pieces of wood, different type of wood that comes from a tree, you'll recognize the name right away. Sinin is miloshin sne, it's brushwood that's flammable. Oibishugmin is another type of wood. I don't know exactly what it is. There's a Mishnah later on in Perek Yudal Mishnah Hey, Tosis Yom Tov makes the tzushta over there. It's called Sha'am. Shugmin, maybe it's the same thing, not clear. These type of pieces also, any tzorch l'marech min o'emtza, they stick together better. They're more connected together. They don't need miruach to make them into one hemshech. Just mention one nekuda is that we said before neser shunos na pi atanur that it would be a chelik of the hatzol. And the shaila is that something that could be mekabel tumah is never matzel. The din of tzomet psil is geboit on the fact that the klicheres is not metame, and there's a din derabonon. Something more above about stamach vav. We spoke about it earlier in the second parak, and in the psichet in the sechta. The Pshute Kli Eitz, we'll talk about this more later, Pshute Kli Eitz Midrabbonin Ar Mekabel Tumah. So a board is a Pshute Kli Eitz, doesn't have a Kli Kibble, but it's Mekabel Tumah Midrabbonin. So why is that Matzel? One answer could be, is that maybe things that are Mekabel Tumah Midrabbonin don't, that's not mekalkel its ability to be a mafsik, a matzel, in the din of tzomet psil. It's one possibility. Mishnah Achren discusses, rayis. The other possibility is, enachinami. Being said, a mekabel tumah, we discussed this in the beginning of the perek, midrabbanan are definitely not choytzitz, are not matzel. However, even a nesa, even pshutei kliyetz, it has to have some type of achona for a useful purpose. Mashenkin, if it was not muchan at all, it's just a block of wood that has no achona whatsoever, then they weren't goyzer on that, and that's why it's not mekabel tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.